Okay, it's lovely to see you all. Welcome to our service. Andrea is going to lead, so I'll hand over to her in a few moments. We might have another opportunity to say hello to each other before we begin. Again, apologies about Zoom last week. It appears that there was some problems across the world with Zoom. We are trying, just because we can, I'm trying something slightly different with the technical side of things today. So if you are on gallery view at any point and see a panicked look in my eyes, that's because it hasn't gone quite as well as I expected it to. But hopefully, if it works, it should make things a little bit smoother and easier for us to do Sunday by Sunday. You should have had an email from me asking you to let us know if you're willing to help us out after sort of from June into July. Obviously, we don't know yet what timescales we've got for the resumption of worship in physical buildings, or indeed what that would look like, because there's no guarantee that it'd look anything like worship that we were doing, or indeed worship that we're doing at the moment on Zoom. So we're kind of planning at the moment that we're going to be continuing to meet on Zoom for the immediate future. And then obviously if plans change, then we will let you know as soon as we know that. But in our services every week, it's great that we have so many people from across the, as I put it, seven congregations, six villages and beyond, because we do. We're having people from every community, every congregation, and from beyond the physical boundaries of the Mattishill and Tudd Valley Benefice. And that's one of the joys of this time for me. But therefore, it'd be really great to have different people involved in different ways, as we've now got a little bit more used to what we're doing. So the first thing is, we have someone who does all things, which Val is going to do today, as sort of responding on behalf of us all, enabling us to join in because of the problems with Zoom. If we try and do it with all of us actually unmuted at that point, it wouldn't work. So if you're just willing to read the words on the page and say the words in bold print, just as you would on a Sunday morning, then please could you volunteer to do that? Then we have those reading the Bible scriptures, and we have one or two readings every week. And again, if you're willing to do that, that would be great. You don't have to use a particular Bible translation, as long as it's a modern English one and it's not, and then that would be great. We have those leading intercessions as well. And there may be other ways in which we're going to try and get people involved. And one last notice, next week we are going to have another, as it's Pentecost, we're going to be sharing together in the breaking of bread again. So if you, so please do bring some bread as we break the bread together, just as we did on Easter Day next week. But there'll be more about that next week. That's enough wittering for me, I think, for one time. So I'm just going to hand over to Andrea and for her to begin.
Good morning, everyone. Really lovely to be together again today. This morning's service, we are going to be focusing on Thy Kingdom Come. From Ascension Day to Pentecost, we're joining with the global movement Thy Kingdom Come. The focus is specific prayer in churches, households, and as individuals, for friends, and for families, communities, and countries, to come to know the saving love of God in Jesus Christ. And for ourselves, that empowered by the God Spirit, we would grow in confidence to show and tell of God's love. A couple of notices before we begin. As part of Thy Kingdom Come, we are continuing with morning prayer on Zoom at 9 a.m. every day. If you wish to join us, it would be great to see you. And you can get details of that in the email I sent out earlier in the week, or indeed on the website. At 9 p.m. every day between Ascension and Pentecost, we have been invited to join Bishop Graham for night prayer. So please, if you wish to, do join in with that. You can find details of that on the diocesan website. Just a reminder, as we begin our service this morning, please feel free to worship in whatever way you feel comfortable and whichever way allows you to engage with the living God this morning. Let's pray as we begin. O God of all power and majesty, you created the heavens and stretched them out. You formed the earth and all that comes from it. You gave the breath of life to all who walk on the face of the earth. Jesus, you conquered sin and death and now reign victorious. You are Lord, and glory is due to your name. The former things have come to pass. We now await the new things you have, that you will bring through the Holy Spirit. We rejoice to be gathered in your name. Alleluia. Amen. God has gone up with a shout.
The Lord with the sound of a trumpet.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
We begin by our first hymn, Love Divine, or Love's Excelling.
Oh,
prayer for thy kingdom come. Almighty God, your ascended Son has sent us into the world to preach the good news of your kingdom. Inspire us with your Spirit and fill our hearts with the fire of your love, that all who hear your word may be drawn to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As God's people, we are called to live in the light of the risen Christ, but there are times when we choose to live in the shadows and walk in our own light, and so we come to say sorry to God. What God has prepared for those who love him, he has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything. Therefore, let us in penitence open our hearts to the Lord, who has prepared good things for those who love him. You raise the dead to life in the Spirit. You bring hope from despair. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You bring pardon and peace to the broken in heart. You replace brokenness with beauty. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You make one by your Spirit the torn and divided. You increase your kingdom. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, who in Jesus Christ has given us a kingdom that cannot be destroyed, forgive us our sins, open our eyes to God's truth, strengthen us to do God's will, and give us the joy of his kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We sing again together, Beauty for Brokenness.
Brokenness, hope for despair. Lord, in the suffering, this is our prayer. Bread for the children, justice, joy, peace. Sunrise to sunset, your kingdom increase. For fragile lives, cure for their ills, work for the craftsmen, trade for their skills, land for the dispossessed, rights for the weak, voices to plead the cause of those who can't speak.
God of the poor, friend of the compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, the tears fall like rain.
Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Refuge from cruel wars, havens from fear. Cities for sanctuary, freedoms to share. Peace to the killing fields, scorched earth to green. Christ for the bitterness, his cross for the pain.
Compassion, we pray.
our love from a spark to a flame. Rest for the ravished earth, oceans and streams, plundered and poisoned, a future and dreams. Lord, end our madness, carelessness, greed. Make us content with the things that we need. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion.
From God's word now, as Colin comes to read us from John's Gospel.
Our reading this morning is from John 17, chapters 1 to 11. After Jesus said this, he looked towards heaven and prayed, "Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
It's good to be back with you again this morning, and it hardly seems like a week since we have been together for worship. Lord, I pray that through your word we may feel your presence afresh this morning. Amen. I should like to start by asking you how you are all feeling. Are you okay? Now, I know that through the power of Zoom, you are all on mute, so you can't answer that question, but it's good to know that whilst we may normally be asking that question over coffee at the end of a service, I'd like to start by asking you that question so that you know that we do still care. We want to know how one another are. It's part of this season's Thy Kingdom Come theme, to pray and to care. Now, how can we do this? It seems that in this time that we are being inventive in showing new ways of care, of speaking the gospel word through actions. This morning, I should like to share with you some of my own experiences of prayer as we look together at this reading from John's Gospel. And I'd like to start by sharing with you a verse from one of my favourite hymns. This hymn is one that I've told my family you've got to have at my funeral. And it's one that's always used to end the World Day of Prayer. Verse 3 goes like this. As o'er each continent and island, the dawn leads on another day. The voice of prayer is never silent, nor dies the strain of praise away. Now, some of you may recognise this as the day thou gavest, Lord, has ended. Can we imagine what our world would be like without prayer? For me, prayer is an ongoing conversation that moves around the world all the time and connects us with our Heavenly Father and others too. But more of that later. We find ourselves like the disciples in that time from Jesus' ascension and the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And that both excites me and scares me in equal measure. It's a time for waiting and contemplating. And I wonder how the disciples must have felt when they'd met with Jesus in his risen presence, only for him to say, "I'm going back to my Father in heaven." Yesterday at morning prayer, Derek said something which gave us such a visual image that I asked his permission to share it with you this morning. And he said on Ascension Day this year, he was contemplating what it meant, and he came up with Jesus relocating and now is to be found working from home. Many of us will have been and find ourselves in a similar situation. And as you can imagine, for some of us, we then thought about what that means for Jesus working from home. Was he sitting at a desk in front of his PC or laptop? I guess he's not using an Apple, but there we are. Or was he like that film in Bruce Almighty, when God hands to this reporter the job of being God for a week while he takes a vacation, and we find the lead character, Jim Carrey, in a room with post-it notes flying around and filling the room as prayers came in that he needed to answer. So what does prayer mean to you and me? I should just like to read to you a couple of verses from the first book of Acts, Acts chapter 1, verses 6 to 8. It's when the disciples were meeting together. So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It's not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Prayer is a way of witnessing. So as we work from home, so to speak, how are we using our prayer to witness? Prayer brings us into the presence of God, and when we invite the Holy Spirit into our hearts, we connect with God in ways beyond our imagining. Let me give you an example. I used to meet with a prayer partner every week, and we would come together on a Tuesday afternoon. And one day as we met, I said to Margaret, "You're not going to believe what happened to me last night. I was woken up about 2 o'clock and I found myself praying for somebody called Alison. She's very sick and she's in bed. I don't know who she is, but God woke me up to pray for her." And Margaret said, "I know exactly what you mean, because he woke me up too." We were in the middle of an interregnum, and that Sunday at Jackson, we had a visiting minister. He seemed a bit familiar, but we didn't know why. We'd not met him before. During the service, he said, "I'd like to ask you to pray for my daughter. She's very sick, in bed. Her name is Alison." As you can imagine, we were speechless, just as I feel that way relaying this to you this morning. God takes us and uses us if we are open, when we have his presence within us. What does that say to you and me? I'm sure many of you can relate to such incidences where you have found yourself in a place at a particular time, or God has given you a gentle nudge, or maybe not such a gentle nudge, as he said, "Go on, go knock at that door. Say to somebody, may I pray for you?" That's what we're called to do. One of the things that I found hard to do during this time, when you think there would be lots of time and space, is to actually sit down and to read. And I sort of like to take time to choose my books carefully. Colin and I were gifted with Bishop Graham's new book entitled The Way Under Our Feet. And I've just about managed to dip into the odd chapter. It's a book about walking. And his words resonated with me as I started to think about the daily prayer journeys we would make around the benefice to our different churches to pray. Because as I would drive through some of the villages to a particular place. I would see someone. I remember seeing Tim, the lollipop man in Mattershall, standing, you know, in the mornings. And, you know, I would wave at Tim. And if we were at Welb on a Wednesday, then I would pray for Tim. And one morning I said, we really need to pray for Tim today. And I learned that they had had a flood in their house and they were without electric. You know, don't underestimate the value of prayer. It's important and it makes a difference. This morning, we've heard the opening verses of John chapter 17. And I should like to urge you to read the rest of the chapter in the coming days. For it is here, through Jesus' three prayers for himself, for his disciples, and for all believers, that we are reminded of words we have read earlier in this chapter. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Sorry, in the book of John, not this chapter. But just think about John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Jesus may be working from home, and we may be. Task has he for each of us. In gratitude to Jesus' life given in love and in his ministry, are we not motivated to follow the example of him and his disciples? And I truly do believe that prayer changes things and is central to our kingdom building. So where and whom are we being called to pray for today? In the first of Jesus' three prayers, where he prays for himself, he is inviting us to see that he has completed the work that God has sent him to do. And as he approaches his own death, he prays that God may be glorified. I find this prayer very comforting because it's victory over sin and death. It reminds me of the famous prayer of Desmond Tutu. Goodness is stronger than evil. Love is stronger than hate. Light is stronger than darkness. And victory is ours through him who loves us. Many people we may know may be in a dark place right now. I urge you to think about offering prayer. God will provide the words if we let him. Which leads us into thinking about Jesus' second prayer for the disciples and his care, for his concern for their care and protection. This prayer shows clearly Jesus' desire for his disciples, who were his friends, to receive God's power within themselves, because we know they would need God's protection and his power to have the ability to witness in the world and carry on his work. Jesus was asking God to protect his friends and also to guard their unity. Did you notice how Jesus speaks of being given them and how he is now entrusting them back to God? He prays that they may be strengthened by the truth of the gospel. Earlier, I spoke about what prayer looks like to me, an ever-moving conversation. My niece has a birthday tomorrow, and I know I'm not doing a spoiler alert because she's a policewoman and at work today, so she won't be hearing this. And as part of her birthday gift, I bought her a little flamingo solar light. And as I was wrapping this gift, I was reminded of Anna's prayers the other week, where she invited us to open our palms. A very simple but powerful action. It strikes me that the solar light receives its energy from above in order to lighten up everything around it. Most of our neighbours have got solar lights in their gardens. We have not. And one of the things which it's good to do when I go outside to look at the stars is to see those lights twinkling. You know, we are those lights. Where do we need to shine God's love, His hope, and His peace? Where does it need to be seen and the power that comes with it received into people's hearts? Colin was confirmed at the age of 33, having had a powerful experience of receiving Jesus into his life. And at his confirmation service, his godmother said to him, "I've prayed for you every day from the day you were born. My joy I cannot express in words at seeing you giving your life to God today." Thy Kingdom Come calls us to pray for 5 people. If, as in previous years, we had been in our church buildings, there would have been some little prayer cards at the back. There would have been some little cards for you to write down those names of people you wanted to pray for. We can't do that this year, but that doesn't stop us praying. And I've been thinking about how we can do this, and I offer you some suggestions. I quite like a bag of Skittles. There are different colours in this bag of Skittles. 5 different colours, I believe. What about raising our hands, thinking about the different people we could pray for, you know? How many of us are here this morning? 60. That's 60 participants who have zoomed in, but there may be many of us, 60 people praying for 5 people. Can we imagine what that light would look like? I invite you to come back to me with the ways that you have chosen. I did think about, you could, if you're sitting at home with unpainted nails and nail varnish, you could paint each of your nails a different colour. You know? Who do we need to be praying for? At school, when we use our hand prayers, we, you know, start by putting up our thumb, and we pray for somebody close to us. How about praying for a neighbour? How about praying for a work colleague? Or someone, as Ian suggested at night prayer last night, he invited us to go into the gallery view and to pray for someone, perhaps someone we now recognise their face, but we don't really know them. How about that person in the supermarket who serves us, or the local shop, who we know is feeling a bit fearful, or someone who's just about to return to work? And lastly, let's pray for ourselves. I think we often feel afraid to do that. But in praying for ourselves, we are opening ourselves up to God, and we are letting Him meet us where we are. A week from now, we will be coming together to celebrate Pentecost. And I would like to suggest that during this next week, let's not think about what we want. Let's say, Lord, I am open to your Holy Spirit. What do you want to give me? So that we can go out and be that light, be that prayer, be that presence that cares. Amen.
Thank you, Sally. As a response to that word, we're going to declare our faith together. We renew our commitment to our reigning Lord. Let us affirm the faith of the Church, which Christ commissions us to share with the world. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist?
I believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us and rose again?
I believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world?
I believe and trust in him.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Now this morning we are not going to go into breakout groups, but instead in a moment we're going to hear Sarah Rutum share her experience of lockdown and her experience of God during the last few weeks. Afterwards, there will be some silence before Jackie Crisp comes to lead us in our prayers.
Hello, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Sarah and I am part of the worship team at All Saints. I'm also a mum to four children and a primary school teacher. And I don't know about you, but for the last few weeks, it's been exhausting for me. I've been doing lots and going into school and home educating our children at home and also preparing a lot of online learning for the school children that I teach. So yeah, the bags under my eyes are because I've had quite a busy time of it in lockdown. But the last week particularly has been quite difficult with all the news in the media and the uncertainty about schooling and our role as teachers in preparing for children to come back. So it's been quite a stressful time. But in those moments where you feel tired and you feel stressed, you know what? God is so gracious. He's been so good to me. And one of the ways that he's blessed me this week in the tiredness and in the stress is by reminding me of this song that I'm going to sing. And hopefully it will be a blessing to you, just like it has spoken to me this week.
Let us pray. Let us be reminded of the power of prayer in Jesus' name. Generous Lord, we thank you for the gifts you give to each one of us. Help us to recognize those gifts in others and encourage them in those gifts. And help us to be humble as we are spoken to about those wondrous gifts you have given us. And Lord, let us use those gifts to glorify you. Lord, bless your world.
And fill us with your Spirit.
Caring God, we thank you for your word. May it build us up individually and corporately. May we read your word, and will you reveal the truths in that world anew to each one of us as you seek to instruct us, to guide us, and love us. Lord, bless your world.
And fill us with your Spirit.
Listening, Lord, we thank you for prayer. Prayer in Jesus Christ's name is powerful. And we know, Lord, that when two or more are gathered, then you listen and prayer is powerful. Indeed, it is possible that mountains can be moved. Lord, direct us in our prayer. Lord, bless your world.
And fill us with your Spirit.
Loving Lord, thank you for sending us the Holy Spirit. Your power in us. That's amazing. Help each one of us to receive the Holy Spirit. That power coming down the central post of the cross, for us to receive and to give out along the arms of the cross, to receive that light from you, Lord, that power to spread hope and beauty and peace to all that we meet. Inspire us, Lord, to sit comfortably with the Comforter. Lord, bless your world.
And fill us with your Spirit.
Father God, thank you that you want us to search for you. Thank you that you want us to use all the resources that you have given us to seek you, to look to you, to find you, to grow in you, to seek your will for our lives and act. Thank you that you care so much for us, Lord, that you have plans for each one of us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us. Lord, bless your world.
And fill us with your Spirit.
Wonderful Lord, our Father, Thank you for bringing others into our lives. Thank you that we are able to speak with them, to converse with them, to pray for them. And Lord, thank you for those who you lay on our hearts to pray. Thank you for all these opportunities, Lord. And in this moment of quiet, we think about those five, if not more, people that you want us to pray for, as you are guiding us, Lord. Bring those names to us. Let us take our faith, which may just be a spark, and Lord, may it turn into a roaring flame for you, that we may recognize the opportunities you give us, and that we may be instruments to grow your kingdom where we are. Help us to trust you, Lord, that we have, and you will give us the words to say to people. God, you love them. God loves everyone, and we need to tell people that God loves them. Let us be faithful in our prayer and pray continually for them, those people you put on our hearts. A moment of quiet. Heavenly Father, may your kingdom come and your will be done in us and in the world. Merciful Father.
Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
We continue in our prayers as we join together saying the Lord's Prayer. Please join in whichever version or language is closest to your heart. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our final hymn together, a prayer to God for the renewing of the church. Lord of the church.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
final prayer together. As we wait in silence.
Your coming Spirit.
As we listen to your word.
Make us ready for your coming Spirit.
As we worship you in majesty.
Make us ready for your coming Spirit.
As we long for your refreshing.
Make us ready for your coming Spirit.
As we long for your renewing.
Make us ready for your coming Spirit.
As we long for your equipping.
Make us ready for your coming Spirit.
As we long for your empowering.
Make us ready for your coming Spirit.
God the Father, who has given us his Son, the name above every name, strengthen you to proclaim Christ Jesus as Lord.
Amen.
God the Son, who is our great High Priest, passed into the heavens, plead for you at the right hand of the Father.
Amen.
God the Holy Spirit, who pours out his abundant gifts upon the Church, make you faithful servants of Christ our King.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always.
Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I think we're going to unmute microphones in a moment so you can all greet one another. Have a very blessed rest of the day and a great week.